We move towards song number 13. What do you got for us, Momo?
What's blue and not very heavy?
What?
Light blue. Song number 13.
All right, and now we're going to come up to song number 14, also one of my very favorite songs ever.
So it's a little early to be talking about baby names, perhaps, but I was thinking if we have a boy, we're going to name him Krim. You'll be my Krim son.
Are we getting a reveal here, buddy?
No, you're not.
Because I'm also like, is Megan like, what the heck are you talking about? No,
she's staring daggers at me.
It's for the sake of the joke, Megan.
Right. I have to suffer for this art.
Come on.
Did you see the looks on their faces in the chat? All right, guys, here we go for number 14. Baby Watch 2025. And now we're coming up to the number 15 song, and we'll have a couple bonus songs too.
Okay, this is song number 15. Dean, I have another joke for you.
All right.
What's green and smells like red paint?
Is it green paint?
It's green paint. Song number 15. Is it 15? Around 15?
15. Oh my God. That was the number 15 song. We're going to now move into the number 16 track.
All right, since we're allowing jokes instead of just puns now, Momo, what color is the wind?
What?
Blue.
Bonus number one?
Yep, bonus number one, y'all. Hopefully my husband is taking a break from the toilet fixing. He should know this one. We've got our last bonus question coming up. All right, who's going to take it away with the greatest pun ever? All right, Dean, it's all on you.
Folks, I hope you guys are good problem silvers
for this one. Ooh, is silver even a color? Isn't it?
That's up for debate.
That's up for debate. We don't have time for that. That's another trivia round.
We're going to get that technical.
Come on now. I was a good Dean.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. but mostly you just make me mad.
All right, all right, all right. Break it down for us. What did the folks need to do?
All you got to do is email your answers to shortwave@cfrc.ca. Shortwave, shortwave at cfrc.ca. If you've been playing all evening, include the same team name that you've had. If you just joined us, play now. As we did mention at the beginning of the program, there is a prize for the ultimate winner. You get a grad club gift card. So, you know, stakes are high. And we look forward to marking your answers. Again, email your answers to shortwave@cfrc.ca.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes, folks, with lots more in terms of trivia. So we can break down what those answers were for the music round and announce the winners, the winning team, and the folks that will be walking away with grad club gift certificates tonight. We've got some music to enjoy in the meantime. We're going to actually listen to a great new track from Emily Stealing the Deal. I think Emily is listening in right now. Emily Stealing the Deal released an album late last year called Cut the Deck. We featured it right here on the Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office late last year. And I believe, we made the top 10, one of the top 10 albums from our Listener's Choice survey that we ran at the end of the year, and had a big 2-hour long epic countdown program late in December. So we're going to listen to Roadrunner by Emily Stealing the Deal from this awesome new album. We also have a couple of other great tracks too, from Savannah Shea, from her album A Living Dream. We're going to listen to the title track as well as In Your Company. Both were in the running for the top album and top song chosen by Kingston listeners, choosing their favorite local acts that released music last year and featured in the Release Radar. And you can also check out our Release Radars every week on our show, This Just In. And we have new stuff coming in every week. Stay tuned, because we've got brand new stuff just released coming for you this coming week. So here's Emily Stealing the Deal right now. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Thanks for joining us right here on CFRC.
Running 150 down the highway again. Roadrunner, honey, I don't think I can. Catch up to you, catch me if you can. Eating badass, tailing you to the end. To the end. Hardcover, honey, your words have weight. I want to dog you every pitch. Running miles, you'll
And we are back on Grad Club Trivia Live here on CFRC because that was a pretty fast marking action going on by the team. Way to go. You blew me away with your speed.
Very good.
We're very good at this.
And yeah, you just heard Emily Steele in The Deal, and that song was called Roadrunner from her amazing new album, Cut the Deck. Get a hold of it today, and you can listen to it anytime on your favorite streaming platforms, and you can listen to it a hell of a lot right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, because we love Emily, we love her music, and we love our local musicians and love playing lots of them. All right, guys. Can we break down the answers?
We can. I'm ready to break down the answers because this round is real, okay? It's not just a pigment of my imagination.
She's been saving that up all week, folks.
I was. Okay, here we go. Number one. If You Don't Know Me By Now by Simply Red. Shout out to the team that said sensual music for Gen X moms. Very good. Hey. Number two, Blue Monday by New Order. Number three, Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Four, Brown Sugar by Rolling Stones. Five, Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Six, Little Red Corvette by Prince. Seven, Forget You by CeeLo Green. Eight, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. Nine, Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. 10, Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. 11, Violet by Hole. 12, Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. 13, Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. 14, Champions of Red Wine by the New Pornographers. 15, Orange Crush by REM. Bonus number one, Blue in Green by Miles Davis. And bonus number two, Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground.
And also just as a triple bonus there, so that song by REM was also from an album called Green.
Ooh, keep the people on their toes, Dinah. All right, Dean, Steph, who's ranking them?
Okay, yeah, I'll rank for this round here. Coming in fourth, we had the Trivia Tycoons. And then in third, we had JR and Kelly. Ra came in at second. And then number one is Team Tater Tots.
Amazing. Crushing it up. All right, Team Tater Tots, you need to reach out to me, Dinah Jansen, at station@cfrc.ca, or hit me up or hit us up at CFRC Music on Instagram. You can also email the Shortwave account as well, because I want to make sure I get those Grad Club gift certificates that you just won.
So that's the final round. Dinah's right talking about the final rankings after the fourth round. Trivia Tycoons in fourth place overall. JR and Kelly in third place overall. Ra in second place overall. And yes, Team Tater Tot in first place overall. So come connect with CFRC and get your gift card.
Awesome. Okay, folks. Wow. Folks.
Dean, what do you have to say to us?
I thank you so much for getting the band back together, Dinah. This was so much fun. And thank you everyone for listening and hanging out. Thank you for supporting CFRC with a funding drive or just your ears or however you like to do it. We appreciate you immensely.
And thanks for playing. And thanks to the folks that are here with me today who came.
Yeah.
The band did get back together.
It was so fun. Next time we'll have to get Dean here in the studio with
us. True.
Actually, I would love in the that. Studio.
I am doing everything in my power to move back to Kingston.
I love
it. They just need to give me a job.
That's, all of us. And shout out to the Grad Club and the continued host of Grad Club Trivia every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. That is Haley and Jill. You had fun with us. Go play on Thursdays at the Grad Club. Use your shiny new gift card.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can still follow the Grad Club on all social media, so you can find out the latest about events and membership benefits, all those wonderful things. And don't forget to visit the Grad Club's website as well, so you can get to see what's on the menu right now. And
there's always something fun going on at the Grad Club.
There's always something fun.
Just walk on in, you'll have a great time.
182 Barry Street. It's right there. It's waiting for you. And thank you all for tuning in. Mariah, Momo, Dr. Momo. Oh,
bye. Love you guys.
I love you.
Really good time.
I love you too, Steph.
Oh, love you both.
Love you, Dean.
All three.
We all love you, Dean.
But much love over from Toronto town to all of you folks.
Go Peace enjoy your chicken bless. Wings.
Yes, you, you have no finally idea. Get those chicken wings.
He's ready.
Now, all right, folks, that's a wrap from us. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, maybe we'll get to see you again sometime. We'll see what happens in the future, especially if we get Dean back into the saddle right here in Kingston, too. Thanks, guys. Woo! Bye.
This year it came along and rooted me and unrooted me.
Bye, Dean.
You say I'm 30 different lovers in fewer words. I forget to think about you until it hurts. And the birds that sang for Billy make an overwhelming noise. And this creature scares away all of the boys. I wanna go to the cinnamon and serenade. We can stand in the light and be on.
That was Lipstick Flavor Cherries by Tila Tequila. And before that was Rat Room by Tila Tequila. And before that was Get Away With Murder by Jeffree Star. And we started off with Faster and Harder by Barely Human and Tara Yummy.
Jeffree Star kind of ate with that.
He did. You know what?
I think he had a good music career. That's my hot take.
You know what? I think I was too young, and that was the first time I've ever listened to any of his music.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard way worse things.
Yeah. No, I think he kickstarted, like, the Barely Human, like, that
I really,
vibe.
Really struggled to pick which Jeffree Star song I was going to play.
He has some
because
good
Beauty Killer
songs.
Is, like, actually really good.
I agree. Also, I love how he's cornered every market. It is controversial to like Jeffree Star.
It is. Because
and I understand why.
Like, this pink hair era is when, like, he was continuously, like, saying racial slurs.
He was not a good person. And he's still not a good person. No. But he's done some iconic shit.
True.
Even though
like,
he's kind
makeup,
of an
music.
Apple.
Like, he has a yak farm now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does have a yak farm. And we were saying on the break, I still do look up his makeup reviews because he tells the truth.
He does tell the truth.
Like, he has enough money that he can just say anything.
I think that's, like, the center of his brand is just, like, honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that aside, bad person.
Yeah, he's also honest about how terrible he is.
But also, can be true. Jeffree Star got around. I was saying that I found this slide deck.
Of all the people
that he was, like, in with when, like, in this mm-hmm. era. Like, when did this come out? 2009 or something?
Yeah,
2009. And he was with, like, Miley Cyrus. Like, child star Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj. He has a huge song with Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato. Like, all of these super... Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
And it just like my world kind of came crashing down around me.
I also remember in this era, apparently, this is still like on the hush hush, apparently he was banging a bunch of really big rappers.
Oh, for sure.
But it was at the point where he was like, if I say anything, they're like, you're gonna get killed. Like, yeah. I'm gonna get killed. And that's still like, it still like floats around like who it was. And he still says like, don't fucking
know. Wait, who do people say?
I wish I could remember. They were like big names though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so he has lived many lives.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, and Tila Tequila, if you don't know, she was like the it girl in like the late 2000s, early 2010s. Like literally the it girl. Everyone wanted to be her. She was a model. She was an actress. She was an internet icon. She was a pop star. Like she was everything that these people wanted to be. And I think that they like ruined her.
Yeah.
They absolutely ruined her. Like she had her own like dating TV show where it was like take a shot or something like that, and it was like kind of like The Bachelor. It's like who gets to be with Tila Tequila and stuff like that. She was huge on MySpace, probably Tumblr, like literally all of it. Yeah, and I think that they absolutely tore her to shreds.
Yeah, that's honestly how it was. Like, you couldn't get too big, because the same thing happened with Kiki Cannibal, where people started, like, showing up at her house and, like, vandalizing her house and stuff.
No.
And she was, like, 14. It was crazy. And, like, so if you got too popular, it was a dangerous game
back in the day. I was literally just saying, like, off air, that I'm pretty sure that she... Like, the music that you just heard, like, honestly, I kind of liked it. I was like, wait, this is kind of good. But I think a lot of actresses, like, young actresses at the time, like, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, like, all those kind of people, they're like, PR people tried to copy Tila Tequila with them, and then it kind of got into, like, a war, and then they, like, literally tore her to shreds and ruined her life. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Tila Tequila is sober now, and
she's a mom. A sober person.
Yeah, but no, I'm sure she's lives a life as well.
I see what's next.
I really wanted to build up to that in case you heard that in the back. I couldn't miss the opportunity to play this on air.
No, yeah, this is like, this is the only Avril Lavigne song that I would say like really fits here.
Yeah. Initially, I was gonna do Girlfriend, and I was like, "No, this is like
no, this is it."
Spoiler: it's Hello Kitty, and first of all, the song is insane. She wrote it. It's like a thank you to her like Japanese fans. I'm pretty sure.
For real? I would take that as like,
like. She said it like wasn't offensive, and I don't think anyone took offense to it.
It was just strange. And then she goes, "It's not offensive."
Yeah, I don't really know. I can't really remember, but I think she wrote it as like a thank you to her Japanese fans. And it's great because I don't know, in the scene, I guess everyone was wearing like cutesy emo cartoon character shirts.
Yeah, it was very like the whole like cutesy little cartoon character.
Yeah,
all the like Hello Kitty was definitely in there. Yeah. And then like Jack Skellington.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All Tim Burton. And then like the monster. You know what I mean? Like
Moshi Monster.
No, not Moshi Monster, but like no, like monster, like the drink, the energy drink. Oh. Like I'm pretty sure people would like cartoonify it.
I've never seen that.
No. Oh my gosh, no. It was like all neon green and like all neon pink. You wanted scene hair, didn't you?
I totally did.
I feel like we had this conversation.
I have like four hairs on my whole head though, so I couldn't. And I also dance, so like I couldn't. Honestly, a dance just kept me normal.
That's what you said.
I was a freak on the inside, but I stayed really normal looking. Which honestly is probably for the best.
Probably.
Yeah.
What would you have done though to your hair?
Well,
would you have done like the streaky?
Fringe, I think. I didn't love the raccoon tail.
You didn't?
I didn't love it. That wasn't my thing. Oh. I think I would have done more colors though. Yeah.
Nice. Would you have worn like the belts, the studded belts and stuff?
I think I was also just like terribly shy and did not want to be looked at, so I don't think I would have been that out there.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it just would have been all black and I would have had a different haircut.
I dig that.
But even that, I already did the all black and the like belty gloves and stuff.
You did?
I did. So I did some stuff, but
you've done more than
I have. The like knee high Doc Martens. I still have those. I don't think they fit on my big huge calves now, but
I need to see some photo evidence.
Oh my god, I think I went through my Facebook and like freaking
my parents' Facebook is like a cemetery. Like,
that's so funny.
It needs to be buried. It never like dug up ever again. Yeah, up next is Hello Kitty by Avril Lavigne. Mina Psycho Arigato! Kawaii! Kawaii! Moms now come tonight so we can roll around, have a pillow fight like a major rager, OMFJ! Let's all slumber party like a fat kid on a pack of Smarties!
My God, she is such a slut. What a slut! What a slut!
S-L-U-T, slut. S-L-U-T, slut.
Everywhere she goes, she's in skanky-ass clothes. Everybody knows she's a slut. That hoe ain't got no class. All the guys just want some ass. They don't even have to ask, cause she's a slut.
That's what's up.
Look at how she moves her body, so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut. She's a slut. S-L-U-T. S-L-U-T. Why does she have to be such an S-L-U-T? S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut. S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut.
She's acting like She's all, but she's just a booty call. Some plastic blow-up doll, what a slut.
She's a slut.
You better stop her while you can. I saw her rubbing on your man. You need to break that bitch's hand, cause she's a slut.
That's what's up.
Look at how she moves her body, so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut.
She's a slut.
She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, cause she's a slut.
She's a slut. S-L-U-T, S-L-U-T. Why does she have to be such an S-L-U-T? S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut. S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut. S-L-U-T, 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 slut. She's a slut.
What would you do if I acted like that?
Acted like that, acted like that.
What would you think if I dressed like her?
Dressed like her, dressed like her.
What would you say if I talked like this?
Talked like this, talked like this.
S-L-U-T, slut. What a slut!
Look at how she moves her body, so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut.
She's a slut.
She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut.
She's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body, so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut.
She's a slut.
She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut.
She's a slut.
That's what's up.
Her hair looks like shit.
I need and I need a crunk in my system is why I'm fucked up and you know I want. Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic. Fucking and why ain't gonna lie, sit back and drunk and then I get high till the alcohol's gone and my weed runs dry. Be out of my house at the party tonight. Call me a crunkaholic if you know what I mean. Damn, life is so perfect and I'm only 16. I got all these older bitches going crazy over me. They all be like, come on, boom, let's get naughty. You can call me a crunk fiend. You can call me an alka fiend. You can call me a crunk fiend. You can call me an alka fiend. I'm a crunkaholic. So many fine girls, which one of them do I take to my world? We can get down after I get crunk. Pass me another bottle and pass another blunt. I need a P-K-R-U-N-K every way, every single fucking day. Alcohol day and weed all night, and I'ma keep doing it till the day I die. We can take it slow, slow, smoking on this dro-dro. We can take it slow, smoking on this dro-dro. I'm a crunkaholic. I'm getting crunk and I need it like what? Getting crunk and I need it like what? I need and I need a crunk in my system is what? I'm fucked up and you know I want. Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic. I need a drink. Crunk in my system is what I need. I'm fucked up and you know I want it. Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic.
So I hope you like that very special song that was Crunkaholic by OMG. Before that was Slut by Scotty Vanity. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Scotty Vanity?
What a lineup. I remember Scotty Vanity. I just remember I Like Your Hair by him, and that song was everywhere, and it was so fucking bad.
I love how he like kind of tied it in there at the end. He was like, I fucking hate your hair. I was like, that was great. You're doing so great.
He said the thing from the other thing he did.
Yeah, and of course we started that off with Hello Kitty by Avril Lavigne, and this world is basically entirely new to me. Like I said, I'm
You were too young.
I was too young. If you're just tuning in, this is a Scene Queen themed Whiplash After Dark. Yeah, I was far too young, so I don't know like any of these people, and so I was discovering it for the first time this week, and I was like, what the actual fuck?
I just have to say, the hair on these people dyed fried and laid to the side.
Literally.
It is like messed brittle. Up. It's so bad.
It's like feathery, but somehow brittle at the same time. But at the time,
it was like, oh my god, goals.
For real. And I remember seeing like all the flat iron memes and stuff like
that. Oh my god, people would wet flat iron their hair.
Yeah, like the sizzle gives me like traumatic flashbacks.
Luckily, I never did that because I was aware of what I was working with. I was aware of the three hairs I had, and I did not want to trifle with those.
Yeah, something else that I found out is that the drag queen Pheromone was a scene king.
Yes.
I had no idea.
His picture was everywhere on Tumblr.
I have it like on my phone now. He was like, there's no way.
Yeah. Or he was like an emo grungy guy.
Yeah. I have the photo here. I'll pull it up. And I was like, there's no way. I had no idea the past of some of these people.
Oh my god. His picture was literally everywhere.
Just like, oh my god, these poor twinks.
These twinks were slutting themselves out in the scene era. They, again, and dying and frying and laying their hair.
When I was doing research, it was literally like the same body type on all of these different
boys. The skinniest
boys.
Twink. Yeah. Yeah,
literally.
The skinniest twink with the most side part. So the part is like on at their ear.
It's traumatic.
It is. It's sick and twisted.
Who let them do that? Who let them do that?
The age bracket directly above me is responsible. If you're anywhere between 1 and like 6-7 years older than me, you're fucked. How dare you?
You're first in line in hell.
Yeah. You let it happen. You're going right to hell.
No,
I'll see you there, but you're getting there first.
I think people like my age were more emo.
Yeah.
I feel.
Oh, yeah. I think mine was getting more into emo territory, but I was also, again, I'm from Ontario, so it was like somehow, like, there was this crossover with being, like, kind of trailer trashy.
An emo?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it was, like, doing donuts in the Tim Hortons parking lot with this music playing and with, like, messed up side part hair and, like, raccoon makeup.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
That's so
that
cool.
That was the vibe of my middle school, high school experience.
I literally think that my school was too small to have emo kids.
That's like, honestly, that's real.
Yeah. Like, from grades 7 to 12, there was like less than 1,000 of us. There was like...
You were saying there's less than 1,000 emo kids. And you were like identifying with that.
It's like those Instagram videos.
We were minorities.
It's like those Instagram videos I was talking about where it's like 1,000 chickens versus like 2 T-Rexes. Oh, yeah. And you have to watch it.
1,000 emo kids versus one Jersey Shore guy. One Pauly D.
Pauly D would start running the opposite direction. Like, he couldn't.
I mean, Pauly D would be killing them instantly.
Do you think so? Pauly D?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He'd like get them with his spiky gel hair. Like, impale them.
He would just start like a rhinoceros. That's so funny. I found some absolute gem internet photos trying to find playlist covers.
Yeah. The one you picked is pretty good.
All these things. This one?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to pick like a random person.
Yeah, you feel a little bad.
I was like, wait, this is actually like a real random person. This is a little different, obviously, because she's famous, but I had a lot of fun on Pinterest. I'm rediscovering how exciting it is.
Wow.
Wow.
How was this era so so gay, so homophobic, and like at the same time.
Because the gays and the homophobes are one and the same. Like the Venn diagram is a circle. Own enemy. Literally. Like they were all calling each other slurs. Yeah. But, like they were just looking in the mirror. Like I don't understand. Oh my gosh, no, I feel so bad that she was like 16. I thought she was fully just like doing
cannibal.
I thought she was like just doing 13. What Twitch girls
I think were she started
doing.
When she was like 11. And then when she was like 14 was when like shit hit the fan.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna go home and find some like docus on her.
Honestly, yeah, I bet you could. Her and I think it was like Lila Bunny was another big one. Hmm. They all had very like cutesy little names.
Yeah. Kiki Cannibal is such a cute name.
And she kind of ate with that, and it's all K's.
It is.
Cannibal. That's very cute.
Yeah. No, I fully thought she was doing what, like, Twitch, like, grown woman Twitch streamers do and, like, try and, like, make themselves look younger to appeal to the predators.
Maybe she's doing that now. I don't know.
Maybe. Probably not.
When she was younger, she was actually, like...
She was actually 11.
She was literally 11. It was insane. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I was really messed up, honestly.
Yeah, I had no idea that guy was, like, grooming those people either. Or, like, pimping them out.
Which guy? Oh!
I just missed that guy. Stars. You know who he kind of reminded me of was, you know, Dumber and Dumber?
I was going to say Albert Einstein because his hair is...
No, like, Dumber and Dumber. Yeah, but, like, specifically, like, the dog man, though. Not, like, the guy.
He looks like Owen Wilson if he got electrocuted and he was a bit inbred.
That's so true. Wait, no, you know, do you know that? Do you know that emo-ified photo of Jake Paul?
No.
There's like a scene kid emo photo of Jake Paul.
Oh my god. Okay, see, I like can't reveal how internet I am to some people because my dance teacher the other day, we were at the store and she saw these Mr. Beast cookies and she goes, "Who is that?" And I had to pretend I didn't know who it was. Oh my god, who is that?
I don't know. I actually don't know, but that's who he kind of reminds me of a little bit.
Is that like Photoshop? Is that an actual guy? Holy crap. He looks like...
I don't know. I don't think it's, like, actually Jake Paul. It could be, no, it's not it could Jake be Paul. A person, but...
I'm sorry, sir, but, like, what is going on? The eyes are horrifying. The pink one's so terrifying.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
I can't believe you've never seen it before. I felt like that would have been like right up your alley.
I feel like I've like seen that before, but I like forgot because it was so traumatic and terrible to look at. And also, we're just talking about a picture of a guy, but he looks insane.
He looks insane. I will post this on social media for everyone to see.
Yeah, please do. I was going to say, please put it on the Whiplash Instagram or something.
I will. At Whiplash_CFRC. I'm not making a separate account for...
Oh, I was going to say, put it on the same one. Yeah. Let the people know.
The people... I'm shaking it up.
You are shaking it up.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Rebrand. Rebrand era. Staying up late era. Staying up past bedtime era.
Don't tell my mom.
Don't tell my mom.
Don't tell my parents. Please don't tell my parents about this show.
Please don't tell my mommy that I stayed up for Whiplash after dark. And I'm a scene queen.
You know, we should start dressing up.
I was gonna say during like the song play, I think we should have put our hair to the side and taken a picture for promo. We can still do that.
We can still do that.
Don't steal an idea. Cut.
Up next is Stuck by Scene Queen and Barely Human.
About to get Don't fix your face, bitch. Don't fix your face, bitch. You need a facelift. You need a facelift. You better close your mouth or your dog gets stuck on the pavement. You need a facelift. It might get stuck. Dum 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 dum. It might get stuck. Dum 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 dum. It might get stuck. Dum dum dum. So what's good? You had nothing to say. Bitch, say man, 'cause I say every day. And you look so good when you're walking away. Smoke my cig, got shit on your face. On the curb. So fix your face, bitch.
Bitches.
Yeah.
That was Hey Rich Boy by Millionaires. And before that was Party Like a Millionaire, also by Millionaires. And we started that off with a new song by Scene Queen. Yes, the artist Scene Queen, and Barely Human. I'm going to say my farewells. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. It was the first episode of Whiplash After Dark with me, the host of Whiplash. I regularly have my show at 2 p.m. on Friday afternoons, and I'm hoping to regularly be airing new episodes of Whiplash After Dark Saturday at midnight. Or the beginning of Sunday, whichever you like to see it. Not all of the episodes of Whiplash After Dark are probably going to hit this hard. It's all going to be fantastic music, but they might not have a theme. I was super, super excited when I got the green light to start this show, and I have a bunch more super, super fun themes, which hopefully Christina will be joining me on, because like I said, there are a little bit of inside jokes in there. But yeah, like I said, I really hoped that you enjoyed yourself today, and hopefully I will see you back here next Saturday at midnight or Friday afternoon, whichever. I have fun on both, and I hope that you like what you hear. If you don't, it's completely different next week for both. So I don't know, hop back. I only have one track left for today, and it is an iconic, super, super famous song. If you don't know this song, that's crazy. You must not be on the internet whatsoever, and this was probably like a parallel dimension. But yeah, my last track for today is Shake It by Metro Station. I hope you enjoy. This has been Whiplash After Dark, Scene Queen. Take care. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Shake, shake, a shake, yeah, a shake, shake. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountainhead. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Bauhaus is a very, very, very fine house.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather.